This is Tito's Handmade Vodka Summer Chill here from the Granada. And we're live on the ticket at 6:42. Should be known that I'm George Dunham. I'm a couple of beers in.
Yeah.
We've got Corby. We've got Sean. We've got Mino. And we were being shortchanged on this shift. We had so much good stuff.
So coming up next, we have everybody.
Everyone's going to come up on a round table here. Then we're going to mingle with the P1s, and we're going to have the time wasters. Since it's summer chill, real quick, we only got like 2 minutes.
Nah, we got four. At least six.
You're the commander.
What did you waste your time or spend your time doing the most as a kid? And we'll do two different segments from like 8 to 13 when you started to have some independence and, you know, going on to the house on your own. And then high school. For me, growing up in Wheaton, Illinois, it was swim workout in the morning, not with Marge, 7 to 9, home to watch Mr. Ed, Price is Right, and then the Gong Show. And then it was, and you'll appreciate this, endless baseball.
Yes.
We had front yards, and then we built our own baseball field.
Oh, yeah.
We played with a tennis ball.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And we played 9 hours. I am not exaggerating. 9 hours a day.
No, I totally believe it because we did the exact same thing.
So trees were bases in the front yard, or were you playing in the street?
When we had our actual field, we had bases.
Okay.
We had an outfield wall.
Dude.
And the only thing was behind third and from third until the left field foul pole, which we had one, were a line of trees.
Okay.
That was really unstable. It was an automatic double if you hit them on the fly. But we spent 9 hours a day.
I think it was all over the map at the younger age. Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah, younger age before high school when you pretty much
because you congregate in somebody's driveway and then you figure out what you're going to do.
What we're playing?
Yeah. There was a lot of swimming that went on.
Yeah.
A lot. There was a ton of baseball. There was a ton of football, and we would make up different football games left and right with the neighborhood. And are these all neighborhood people?
Yeah. All neighborhood people.
Yeah. It makes me still, with my kids, you know, as old as they are right now, like that they're not close with neighborhood kids.
And that's all we had back then.
It's unbelievable.
Yep. We didn't have these stupid things. We didn't have the internet, and we just had each other.
You just played. That's all you did. And you have... He's hammered already. But I've told this story before, like, and this was probably well into like second, third grade. I would go to bed, and I would put on the clothes to sleep in that I knew I would get up to start playing.
Yeah, you couldn't waste any time.
I didn't want to waste 1 second of getting up and putting clothes on. And then I was like, oh, this is great. It felt like I was a genius. Like,
seriously, when you hear the call for dinner, you're like,
oh. Yeah.
Seriously?
I know.
Or you would ask your friends, like, what's your mom making tonight?
Yeah.
Because you knew what you had going on at your place.
Yeah, so. Is your mom home?
Yeah. What's up? she wearing the low-cut thing again? Hell yeah.
Yeah, let's go over there.
Is there one summer that sticks out in your mind? Because when I think back to this and I think of growing up and being a kid in the summer, I think of the summer of 1998. I was 10 years old. It was the summer of the home run chase.
Yeah.
Baseball was fun. The Rangers were good. But the thing that sticks out the most to me about the summer of 1998 was the crickets. Do you guys remember the crickets?
Yes.
We had an invasion.
Fouls Field was
cricket
covered in
pandemic.
Crickets.
Yeah.
Walking out to our garage and getting in the car and going in reverse, you would just hear hundreds and thousands of crickets going to Ranger games.
Are we on pace for that? Because of the cicada, there's like some sort of triple cicada attack that's getting ready to happen.
Something's going on with
cicadas
this year.
I heard a bunch of cicadas the other night.
Yeah.
Nothing will happen.
I think this is the year of the cicada.
We always had City Lake Park in Mesquite, which everybody's neighborhood sort of was near it. So you could just roll up to the City Lake and go catfishing every day. And then you can just find people you can do hood rat stuff with.
Yeah.
And everybody rode a bike.
Everyone did. The thing that, and this was really from about 12 to 16, 17, as we got older and a little more athletic, nighttime turned into a game of high stakes hide and seek where the base was our trampoline in our backyard. And
you live for it.
Yeah, and then you could hide anywhere. Well, whoever the ball is going around, you have to get it with a tennis ball.
Yeah.
And, you know, there were certain parameters of where you could be, where you couldn't be. You could hide in the canal and stuff like that.
Oh.
But the amount of...
If you had a canal.
A canal. Boy, I mean.
The amount of pressure and, like, my heart would be racing I'm hiding. And you could hear the footsteps of whoever coming over to hum a tennis ball at your head as hard as they possibly could. We would do this for hours.
Yeah.
Until finally the neighborhood's like, you guys need to shut it down. We're going to bed.
Why?
I know.
You still got another hour
and
left.
Heat
Dennis.
Was never an issue.
Never.
No,
so
you
never thought
it was like 105 degrees. Like, whatever.
I never.
Fine. Right. We don't need water.
Cat says
it.
We have to end the greatest round table of all time.
Let's carry this over.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
All right, let's carry this over. Everyone's up here next.
That's when it was the best. Not in a cup. You have to drink it out of the motor oil can.
High C.
Great.
Like Tang.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You
know what
I mean? I didn't get that until I was like 16.
I've been to that for a long time.
Well, you're ahead of me.
Jesus. High C out of the can.
Were you guys Fresca guys?
Oh, yeah.
No.
I like Fresca.
No.
You know, way too expensive.
Fresca. Nothing wrong with Fresca.
What is that?
I wouldn't buy it.
Grapefruit?
Fresca was a special treat in motel vending machines. That's
really?
The only time I experienced Fresca.
Man.
Motel, huh?
Yeah.
Motel.
Motel, yeah.
Sorry,
with the door going out to the parking lot.
Like a Motel 6? For $29.99 a night?
Maybe a Super 8.
So
I'll leave the light on for you.
In like 99, well, the first trip I ever think I took with my what would be future wife was Vegas, and we had booked like 4 or 5 days in Vegas, but the hotel kicked us out for whatever reason on the last day.
I can think of a couple.
For whatever reason.
They didn't
know the reason.
No. They
Sir, you can't smoke that in here.
Or no, I think it was I couldn't afford the fifth day or whatever, and so I
booked. Can I get more towels to roll up and put against the door? What, is our pegging too loud?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow.
Gordon, we just bought the kit on the strip, and I wanted to try it out.
I love how the fact that no matter what era, I always talk the same. You guys aren't pegging in Nevada?
Too far.
That happens at the end.
Oh, gosh.
If it hits the process.
Sorry, Simple Corby's language is not...
What the hell? Right.
It's not real good.
He doesn't understand all that.
But the last day I had booked, because I couldn't afford whatever other hotel, we went to the Motel 6.
Yeah.
In Vegas.
For one night.
For $29
just one night. Yeah. And we pulled up.
How was the casino there?
We pulled up. Yeah.
Man.
We pulled up, and there was a couple of deals going down in the parking lot and stuff, and some, you know, some hookers and
Come
stuff.
On.
And Julie goes, she goes, oh, F no. Giant Miller Lite.
Boy, this crowd's ready to party.
All right, so.
Man, me too. Let's party.
So
Friday night.
I would like to congratulate me again for coming up with the idea of doing Summer Bash inside.
Hold on now.
Slow down.
We were talking about this earlier on the greatest roundtable ever.
Because a lot of people were
saying... Maybe you've heard about it.
A lot of people thought we should do some sort of summer activity, but nobody thought air conditioning until I came up with it.
This was Davidson and Dunham.
Thank you.
That came up with this idea.
And you know, look, many hands, I'm sure, but good job by me. And
incredible.
Weird.
Oh, you know what, George? That's a thought for a production company, Davidson and Dunham.
Yeah.
We already got one thing
came
to
up with this. Look at this.
Hang our hat on.
Sounds
all we need
to
do is send them a picture and like, look, this is what we do.
We did this.
Yeah.
You know, because summer's hot.
Like
is it?
Prestige worldwide.
Have you guys noticed that summer is hot?
It's all right.
But that's it's cool in here. But what if you did something in the cool? That just seems like a very good idea. Yeah. The Rangers recently came up with that idea as well.
Yeah, they did.
Then they won a World Series.
And yeah, they won a World Series.
World champions.
Okay.
You hear that?
How great is that?
We had this discussion on the greatest roundtable ever, which you guys will read about in future media
trades,
circles.
Radio trades.
Hear it on the top 10 tonight.
Did you guys, do you remember,
and
Bob, you were not part of this because you didn't grow up around here, but...
you didn't grow up.
Were any of you ever affected by heat?
No,
never.
Nah.
As a kid, no.
In what sense? What
well,
do you
I mean,
by
like,
that?
Well, like we went through
like the fuzz,
the summer of 1980. Yeah, we went through the summer of 1980 where it was, and we just did something similar a couple years ago. But and it killed me then. But as a kid, 110 did not matter.
No, not at all. You used to go out and play.
I didn't even think about it.
No. Yeah. When did it start affecting you? Like even in high school, it was.
Well, it's bad, like, and it was, 2 days.
It sucked, but it's not like you felt like you were going to die.
Yeah, but it's different because now,
unless,
like,
you're really heavy.
I don't want to go sit and drink in heat, but I'll go out and work out in heat.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing
where it kicks in.
That weirds me out, and I've had this conversation with Craig before about how you do all these activities outside as a kid. I don't really ever remember drinking water.
No.
No.
Out of the water hose.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. Out of the hose. But, I mean, never. Well, I would drink a soda or
a Slurpee, maybe.
Right.
Yes.
It was before the anxious generation.
But why didn't we not drink water?
I don't know.
Because you don't need that much water.
Because we weren't
and we were even told.
That's what Big Water's trying to tell you, is you need a lot of water.
It's not
true at all.
Disagree with mine.
Not true whatsoever.
But now we're over. No. Like, I'm so conscious of my water intake. Yeah. Not even I'm not doing anything.
Because,
like,
you condition yourself
water
with a whole lot of water, and now you need a bunch of it.
So it's something. Then, it's something big water. Big As a water. Kid, you don't need water.
Right.
Water is the elixir of life.
Hey, we were told
I agree.
Eighth grade
okay,
football,
Aaron Rodgers.
If practice was not going well, you did not get water.
Right.
Yeah.
And we just didn't think a thing about it. Huh? Yeah, I guess we don't deserve
it. We're not real good.
When I was a kid, the ultimate summer refreshment was the giant can of High C that you would punch holes in.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, yes.
Like an oil can.
Dude.
Like the old oil can.
Sugar.
Or a good snow cone.
I would
you could go
in the
get a snow
of the
cone.
Just to drink it out of the can.
Which is
so
liquid sugar poured on
it,
ice.
It was, that's when it was the best. Not in a cup. You have to drink it out of the motor oil can.
High C.
Great.
Like Tang.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You
know
what I mean? I didn't get that until I was 16.
I was into that for a long time.
Well, you're ahead of me.
Jesus. High C out of the can.
Were you guys Fresca guys?
Oh, yeah.
No.
I like Fresca.
No.
You know, way too expensive.
Fresca. Nothing wrong with Fresca.
What is that?
I wouldn't buy it.
Grapefruit?
Fresca was a special treat in motel vending machines. That's
really
the only time I experienced Fresca.
Man.
Motel, huh?
Yeah.
Motel.
Motel, yeah. With
sorry,
the, with the door going out to the parking lot.
Like a Motel 6 for $29.99
a night? Maybe a Super 8.
So
I'll leave the light on for you.
In like 99, well, the first trip I ever think I took with my what would be future wife was Vegas, and we had booked like 4 or 5 days in Vegas, but the hotel kicked us out for whatever reason on the last day.
I can think of a couple.
For whatever reason.
They didn't
know the reason.
No. They
sir, you can't smoke that in here.
Or no, I think it was I couldn't afford the fifth day or whatever, and so I booked.
Can I get more towels to roll up and put against the door? What, is our pegging too loud?
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow.
Gordon, we just bought the kid on the strip, and I wanted to try it out.
I love how the fact that no matter what era, I always talk the same. You guys aren't pegging in Nevada?
Too far.
That happens at the end.
Oh, gosh. If it hits the process.
Sorry, Simple Corby's language is not.
What the hell?
Yeah, right.
It's not real good.
He didn't understand all that.
But the last day I had booked, because I couldn't afford whatever other hotel, we went to the Motel 6.
Yeah,
in Vegas.
For one night.
For $29.
It was just one night.
Night.
Yeah. And we pulled up.
How was
up.
The casino there?
We pulled up. Yeah.
Man,
we pulled up and there was a couple of deals going down in the parking lot and stuff, and some, you know, some hookers and
come
stuff.
On.
And Julie goes, she goes, "Oh, F no," and she's like, "I'm not even getting out of the car." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, yeah."
So you didn't stay there.
So classy.
Yeah, we had to leave.
Motel 6 is a solid motel.
I did. Pulled a Dave and put everything on a credit card that was triple maxed out.
This means it's free.
I wouldn't have to pay anything.
This is great.
What was it, Dave? You put your taxes on your credit card?
I put the down payment on a vehicle and my tax bill.
The you same got credit card?
Yeah, the same
where
credit
he was
card.
Paying 38% interest.
Oh. I remember one time in college, I went to rent a car, and no one had any money on a credit card. And I was like, well, we can try mine. So we went to the place. I put it on the counter. They ran it. The dude from the back came out with scissors and cut it up in my face.
Oh, no. You're like
don't
Jerry
ever
Jones.
Use this. Yeah, it's like the Jerry story.
Why? It happens. What are you going
to
do?
Like, damn. All right. I was going to use it and try to use it at the place down the street. But no.
Man.
How defeating.
It was so embarrassing.
Like, man, maybe we have a chance.
Yeah, right. We could try it. I don't care. Anybody can.
right there.
Why are they allowed to do that?
I don't know. It's a different time.
I don't think they can, indeed. Technically. Well, you can't cut that up.
What's well, anymore?
He did. Like,
they're not the cops.
They did it back in the day.
I know. I remember.
I think they totally could back then because they were told that.
But what authority do they have?
Maybe like the credit card they're is property of the credit card company.
When they called in, it's like, man, cut that up. He can't use that anymore. There's
no way.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah. And they cut it up in front of you?
I mean, came out from the back and just did the, just looking right at me.
I bet they love doing that.
Oh, yeah.
I bet those guys live
they
for
have
that.
Special scissors. Yeah. They're like,
the big novelty scissors. Yeah. The mayor comes out there standing.
The camera crew comes out. They're filming everything.
They're cut code.
I'd have tried that with my wife.
Okay, dude. Oh. Once again.
Wait, hold up.
Keep
you
want to
cut up your wife?
Maybe she wouldn't use it anymore.
Credit card.
Oh. Okay, I got some pointers for you.
You need the mayor of Argyle to come out and cut up your
scissors.
I love disappointed Gordo in George's marriage.
I know.
Just shaking his head.
He just makes me feel bad about life, seeing how things are not working out.
Oh, it's working out great. Well, I was hoping we could get into the whole Caitlin Clark thing, but I see dang it, Bob.
Is there something new?
Who's
there?
That?
So that's the end of our roundtable,
ladies
Monday. And gentlemen, here at Summer Chill.
Yeah.
Up next.
Let's all go right, down
P1.
Good night, everybody.
P1.
We're going to go
you.
Down there.
Awesome.
Time to meet and greet. Good night, everybody.